previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, your music girl, well, Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you?
Would I lie to you, Lee?
I don't know, you tell me.
No.
The truth will set you free.
It's 8:15. Did anyone realize today is World Oceans Day?
Did cast my eye, yeah. Yeah, social media, yeah.
And we're so lucky that we live along the coast.
Oof,
and it's one of those, it's one of those things that, you know, when you go inland and you come back.
You miss it.
You come back to Port Elizabeth, Quebec, or wherever, you're like, oh, there's the ocean. The smell of the ocean. You take walks in the ocean. When you're looking on a, you know, to go away, or when you're looking to go on a honeymoon, most people will look to go
to a place where there's, ocean.
Where there's the ocean. We take advantage of the ocean. It plays a massive role in our life. Now, 2021, it's the first year in the United Nations, or the United Nations proclaimed International Decade for Ocean Science for Sustainable Development. And we realize that there are many livelihoods tied to the blue economy, and therefore the health of this ecosystem should be a priority for all. On the line this morning, we're joined by Leslie Bloy, who's the program coordinator at the Sustainable Seas Trust. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
We're fine. And you?
Well, thank you.
Good stuff. Let's talk about the ocean.
Yes, let's.
Leslie, I'm going to jump in here. You know, Wayne was chatting about all the benefits of living along the coast. And often as humans, particularly those of us who do live at the coast, we often see, you know, the ocean as a source of leisure and not necessarily as a source of life. We're often far removed from the full impact of the ocean on our lives, and more particularly far removed from the reality of the current situation. We're in trouble in as far as the ocean ecosystem is concerned. Won't you explain to us why we should care about the ocean in the first place and why our lives literally depend on the sustainability thereof?
Of course, of course. So it's cited that about 3 billion livelihoods are ocean-based. And so, you know, if the ocean was a country, it would be the 7th largest economy on the globe. So really, the economic impact of the ocean is massive. But beyond that, you know, the air we breathe, the fact that the ocean acts as this massive carbon sink for all those sort of greenhouse gases that we produce in our daily lives, as well as a purification system that releases the oxygen that we breathe, it's hugely important, and us as humans and the activities we are doing is having a huge impact on it. And unfortunately, because it's this vast body that very few people sort of have an understanding of, or very superficial understanding of, it's seen as something that just sort of cleans itself, replenishes itself, and we don't realize that our everyday actions are having an impact on it. And there's 2 major pollution crises that the ocean is facing. The first being sort of air ocean pollution, where what we're doing, our industry, our sort of even our agricultural activities, that then sort of results in runoff and increased nutrients, results in algal blooms. And when the algae dies, it's an oxygen-rich process, and we actually create pockets of oxygen-depleted ocean, and these are called dead zones. And then above and beyond this, of course, what the Sustainable Seas Trust focuses on is the plastic pollution, you know, and about 80% of marine debris or marine pollution has a land-based source. So what we're doing on land is finding its way to the ocean, especially as a coastal city. You know, if our stormwater drains are blocked by plastic pollution, if our rivers have plastic in them, that is finding its way to the ocean, and we need to stop that.
And we're going to discuss how we're going to stop that shortly. We know that Sustainable Seas Trust is well-placed to work in both West and East Africa. Why is it that you are choosing to pilot a lot of the studies right now here in Nelson Mandela Bay?
Yeah, so South Africa, of course, bordered by both the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean. We really are incredibly uniquely situated, and that means that we can work well with both our West and East African partners. And so if we can pilot our projects here on a scale that is sort of manageable to our team as an NGO, we can then try and scale it up to other coastal cities in Africa, you know, in South Africa, firstly, but then also further into Africa. So we take what we learn in Nelson Mandela Bay, where our team is based in this beautiful coastal city, and then we use the lessons we learn here to implement it elsewhere.
Leslie, speaking about piloting studies in Nelson Mandela Bay, there's also a major project called Operation Clean Spot, which is focused on making Nelson Mandela Bay the first African city to achieve zero plastics to the seas. Tell us about Operation Clean Spot.
So Operation Clean Spot is a project for absolutely everyone to take ownership, to get involved in. And what we're hoping is that we'll partner with government, with businesses, with schools, with individuals to say, you know, let's take ownership of an area where our work, sleep or play. Let's clean it up of litter. You know, it can just be the block that you walk your dog around or the property around your school, you know, gather together your Interact club or your business when it's the next load shedding bout and take a walk around the block and pick up the waste that's in that area. And then, you know, if you recycle, fantastic, drop it off at a drop-off center where there are recycling points. And if you don't recycle, you maybe consider that, but if you don't, at least just take it to a municipal dump site where it's taken out of the environment. And if we all do this together, we can have a really big, noticeable impact on the city. And then when you're doing this, head on over to the SST website and log your spot, log the work you're doing and where you're doing it, so that the rest of the city and everyone else can engage with who is doing what where. So it's all of us, every single person, playing a little role in making a huge difference.
So essentially Operation Clean Spot, which you've launched now, you're focusing, it's a mammoth task to focus on making Nelson Mandela Bay the first African city to achieve zero plastics to the seas. That is a mammoth task.
It's a mammoth task, but you know, we live in an incredibly wonderful city. We live in a friendly city. You know, we work together, we pool resources together, we work in collaboration with people. So let's make our name proud. You know, let's achieve this and be a pioneering city for the rest of Africa to follow. Let's all play a role in achieving this goal because we can't do it alone.
Do you want to just give us the website and some contact details for businesses or individuals to get involved?
Of course. So you can head on over to sst.org.za. And under Maps and Resources, there's a tab called Operation Clean Spot. You can head on over there to familiarize yourself with the project and how you can upload your site and the work you do. And you can also contact me at Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, at sstafrica.org.za.
And we're proud, as Algo FM and Algo FM Breakfast, to be associated and backing this project as well. It's incredibly important for us to be a part of this. And well done for initiating this project.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, there's just one final quote that I'd like to say is that, you know, if we truly want to save our oceans, every coastline needs a local hero. And I believe everyone in Nelson Mandela Bay could be a hero, could be that hero.
Well said. Leslie Bloy, Program Coordinator at the Sustainable Seas Trust. Thank you for taking time to chat to us this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your World Earth Day.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.